T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Midday show, Benigno and Roberts on a Football Friday. We'll make our picks coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Carl Banks will join us. We'll take plenty of your calls, get you set for the Jets-Dolphins game, the Giants-Cowboys game. And right now, we welcome in the guys from 105.3, The Fan in Dallas, Sean and RJ.
Now with Sean and RJ.
There they are.
105.3, The Fan. What's up, guys?
How are you guys
What's
doing?
Up, man? How are you?
You know, I'm a little depressed.
You're depressed. Your team sucks.
Well, you guys.
We're starting that.
I'm just being honest.
Well, what are you guys? We're in the same boat.
Well, let me say this. I'm gonna try to be rational here, and I think you should be rational.
Hey, yo.
The loser of this game is in trouble. I mean, I really think that. I mean, whoever's 0-2 after Sunday night has really got some issues going forward the rest of the season. I will say that.
That's hard hitting right there. We agree. Do you view it as a must win if they lose, no playoffs?
No, this must win garbage is very overrated.
Yeah, it's hard. In week two, it's hard to say that.
It's an important game, but here's the thing. And we saw this last night with the Raven game, right? We can't over-exaggerate what we see in week one. I just don't think you have that good of a football team. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk about it. I'm not trying to whistle by your grave. I mean, who the heck is Dak Prescott throwing the ball to, and can he actually be accurate when he does it? I mean, I think those are fair. You probably agree with that. You're probably running Dak out of town now, aren't you?
Why are the Giants? First off, you are being very aggressive. Second off, why are the Giants better than the Cowboys?
Well, we don't know that. I don't know if they are.
Okay, well then don't come in hot. You're coming in real hot.
That's me. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know.
Well, I don't know
who's better than who. I will say on paper, I like what the Giants. I'm just looking at the offense right now.
Yeah,
I like the Giant offense better than the Cowboy offense. I mean,
except for the guys who block.
Well, your offensive line is not good. You're right.
You guys have the best weapons in the division, I think. Your quarterback, you guys, I think, are Jets fans, but their quarterback.
We are Jets fans, correct.
Tremendously overrated quarterback.
he does have two Super Bowls.
Oh, he does.
As good as Tony Romo was, how many? He didn't even make it to a conference championship game.
But come on,
it means something, but it doesn't decide his entire legacy.
I do this every year with you guys. Hasn't it shown? Can't you at least admit, even after the past few years, he's not a Hall of Fame player.
He's going to the
Hall of Fame.
Okay,
guys,
his Hall of Fame resume will be that he has the worst passer rating of any Hall of Fame quarterback.
Here's why Eli Manning's not overrated. Can I tell you why?
Please.
Because most people keep running around saying he's overrated. So how the hell is he overrated if everybody thinks he stinks?
Right.
If everybody, including you guys, say, oh, two Super Bowls, who cares? It's a million years ago. If everybody keeps
speaking
screaming
of a million
and yelling
years ago,
how
about
bad
those Cowboy championships?
Yeah, that's 2 million years ago.
Yeah. All right, so he's not overrated.
Right, so
he just
shouldn't
stinks.
We shouldn't change it if he's overrated. We should just all agree, as you guys do, that he stinks.
Well, he doesn't stink.
Come on.
I mean, he stinks.
Everybody thinks it.
He's not a Hall of Fame player. He's not a great quarterback.
Is he Peyton Manning? Is he his brother? No.
Fair standard. Let me ask you a question. All right, seriously. If you're a Giant fan, okay, and I'm a Jet fan, okay, so I would rather see Sam Darnold be Eli Manning than be Dan Marino. Give me two championships. I don't
what?
Care.
Are you insane?
No,
are you insane?
No, I'm not. After 50 years of not winning a title, I want championships. I don't care about numbers. That means nothing.
He is right, guys.
Oh my God. You guys are supposed to be the intelligence show on that stage.
Championships matter.
It's not about championships. It's not about big. I'm not saying Dan Marino wasn't better than Eli. I'm not saying that by any stretch of the imagination.
But then it had nothing to do with Dan Marino.
All I'm saying is, if
tomorrow WFAN Crosstalk 105.3 The Fan, if tomorrow Eli Manning and Dan Marino were in the same draft and you had the number one pick.
I'm not saying he's not
that's
better.
That's not the point. You're missing the point.
No, yeah. I'm not missing the point.
You're missing is better.
That's the
I'd
point.
I'd rather have the titles than the better.
You build the better team with the better player, not with the guy who might or may not win more titles.
To me, it's all about championships. I don't know. Maybe it's not anymore for you guys. I will say this, okay?
I don't look results. I'm not results-based.
I will say this, too. To me, I look at the Cowboys as an outside. I have no ill will to the Cowboys at all. I look at them and I say, here's the two biggest problems they have. Number one is the owner. And number two is the fact that the owner's in love with his coach, who's terrible. Let's be real. How long is Jason Garrett's won nothing? Nothing. Yeah. How long are you going to stick with this guy only because Jerry can control him?
Isn't that
the biggest problem they have?
Five more years.
The biggest problem the Cowboys have?
Yes. No one here in DFW right now is disagreeing with you. Everybody wants Jason Garrett out. Everyone is over and done with it. It's a major, major problem. No doubt.
It is aggressive coach.
Sorry about that. They're ready to run the offensive coordinator out of town. They're ready to go crazy with the head coach, and I think it's all justified. So the Jerry influence thing, that's an old, stale narrative. He's the face of the team. That's it. He's just out there to talk to us twice a week.
Yeah, but guys, don't you think that the point Joe made is accurate, that a part of why he likes Jason Garrett is he can control him?
That's it?
Yes.
Well, I think there's part of that.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. He wants to be able to have a coach that he could put his arm around and just kind of hang out with, but just like be a father figure too.
And that lets him get the credit. Yeah. And, you know, he's not going to, you know, go back and forth. He's going to appease Jerry. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, hopefully a lot of Cowboy fans are rooting for a bad season so Jason gets run. What about your head coach? How's it different with Pat Shurmur than McAdone?
We don't know yet because Shurmur's coached one game. How do I know what he is?
And think about this.
What questions should I ask you? What questions do you qualify to ask?
How can you make an assessment?
How's Lawrence Taylor, guys? How was his career?
But I'm asking you. Best of all time, but okay. Assess Pat Shurmur after one game.
Well, I'm asking you, what are your impressions of it?
I don't know. I can't make any impressions.
You didn't follow training camp or preseason or storylines.
Does that matter? What, training camp
fans? Do you think he seems more organized? Is he a better player?
Ben McAdoo went to the playoffs his first year, didn't he? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. He was 11-5.
Shurmur's a play-calling guy? Are there supposed to be different tendencies that you learn from Minnesota that the players talk about?
Here's a couple of things that I've noticed about Pat Shurmur. It's a small thing, so you may say, who gives a crap? But I'm telling you, it surprised me. Going into camp, a part of what Giant fans are thinking about is, all right, who's the guy to replace Eli? Is it Davis Webb? Is it Kyle Laletta? And they were closely looking at these two guys. Nobody thought that Davis Webb was going to be cut. And it was stunning that Pat Shurmur, all of a sudden, they announced Davis Webb is cut. And he's like, oh, yeah, I want a veteran backup quarterback. Nobody had any idea. So here's what I read. He kept that story away from all of us for a month, which is kind of surprising because everything in New York is out there. Everything's a debate, even something as minute as the backup quarterback for Eli Manning. So I was surprised by that, and he took a very positive spin on the loss to Jacksonville, which I'll tell you right now, that works for 1 week. That works against the Jaguars. That works against talent like that. That ain't working this week against the Cowboys. So after 1 week, him and everybody else in that locker room took a very positive spin. There were a lot of good things. You know, Jaguars are good. Ba, 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 ba. That's not going to fly. But the other positive, and this is the ultimate positive for Pat Shurmur, he got Odell. He's reined Odell in. Mm. He had Odell acting great during the offseason to the point where he got his contract extension. And so far, it looks like Odell has matured. And I think Pat Shurmur deserves a lot of the credit for that. So there you go.
Can we give it standing ovation?
Wow, you gave an opinion.
People to give an opinion on Pat Shurmur. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Y'all may make it in radio
after all. Thank you.
All right, let me ask you a question. Your center plan, what's the story with your center?
How would we know?
I'm not a doctor. We've only seen him for five years.
Is he out for the year? I mean, what is
it? No, we don't know. Nobody knows. That's the thing. Like, it's like it's somewhere between.
This is a serious.
It could be 2 weeks that he comes back, and we may never see him play again.
We heard Mark Schlereth talk about it, and we were convinced like he's gone for the year. There's no doubt about it. Mm. But you know, he does a weekly show here on the station, and he's like it affects people differently. He's been going out to practice. We thought he'd be laid up in bed for the entire year, so we're a little bit more optimistic. He comes back, I'd still bet on him not coming back for the year, and that's crippling to this team.
I would be stunned if he played this year.
Wow.
But apparently, they're saying it's not out of the realm of possibility. They kept him on the active roster.
If he played, our guess is it would be, you know, at least past week 8. Is Olivier Vernon playing for you guys?
No.
Ooh, I like that.
Man, I like hearing that.
Okay.
It's offensive line.
Is Eric Flowers playing for you? That's what we want to know.
He might be out there. That doesn't mean he's playing.
True. Has he worked on that leg sweep he's been working on? Because that looks like a big part of this game.
Hey, that was a big play because Eli Manning may have died right there. I mean, he kind of saved his quarterback.
Is Eric Flowers the worst professional athlete in New York?
He is the most hated professional athlete.
Professional athlete in New York.
Well, he's the most hated professional athlete.
That's encompassing a lot of territory. That's for sure.
There's 11 teams. I mean, one of them.
You have to think about that.
He is clearly, I'll give you this, he's the most hated guy in this town right now. Yeah. It's either him or Greg Bird. Those are 1 and 2. Greg and Perfect. The owners of the Mets.
So have you guys completely sold Joe and Evan, WFAN with 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys? Have you guys completely sold on Dak?
I am not sold on Dak at all. I don't know. To me, he's gone backwards. He really has.
I mean, last week he was very inaccurate. He also, in his defense, that this doesn't defend him for his inaccuracies, your wide receivers are awful.
Yeah, you got really no.
I mean, Cole Beasley's
your
number one
wide receiver. I mean, it's just, no Dez, no Witten. You got Zeke. He's a terrific player. There's no doubt about it. But the quarterback, huh? Can he win games on his own, this quarterback? I don't know that.
What's your prediction for the game?
I think the Giants are going to win. I think they're going to beat you. I think you guys are headed to 5-11. I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything. I just don't think you're very good.
Too late.
You are being a jerk.
Yeah, you are now.
You are being a jerk.
I'll take it. And by the way, Olivier Vernon still may play. Hasn't been ruled out.
Oh, is that
out,
definite? Okay, yeah, he may play.
It's
tough. I would say he's not,
If I had to guess, I'd say it's not, but he hasn't been ruled out or anything. So we don't want to give you any false sense of security.
How good of a player is he?
He's very good.
How would you know?
He's not Khalil Mack. He's not Von Miller. He's not Aaron Donald. I mean, he's not that player. Yeah.
You're being jerks over us trying to tell you after one stupid game what Pat Shurmur is.
I mean, come on.
I still don't even know what Todd Bowles is, and he's been there for 4 years.
That's terrible analysis.
I think I got a good idea.
I
got a pretty good idea.
No, it's called,
I think he's terrible.
What was Ben McAdoo after 1 year? They win 11 games. Giant fans love him. Right. He turned into a buffoon. Right. He turned into a schmuck.
He didn't even get through the second year. Yeah.
I still don't know what Jason Garrett is. It's been 10 years.
I do. I think you got a good idea.
No, I know what Jason Garrett is. I'll give you that. We know the deal with him.
Yes.
All right, boys. It's been fun again. Enjoy the game.
All right. Good luck Sunday night.
See you later.
See you guys. Sean and RJ. There you go.
105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Very annoying.
Oh, my God. Is this what basically sports talk radio is not in New York?
Which is what?
Bells and whistles. You can't make an assessment on Pat Shurmur after one game? What?
I mean,
I missed it something here?
Yeah, I don't know what. Look, you can read certain things. Like, think about what I said about Pat Shurmur. None of it's really that relevant, honestly. Oh, he hid Davis Webb versus Kyle Oletta. Right. He's done a great job with
Odell. What about training camp preseason? Well, what? Who cares?
What's the take out of it?
What does that mean?
I think that Pat Shurmur has a chance to be a good coach in this league because he had his one stop in Cleveland. He wasn't great there. Maybe he learns from it. But the truth is, we saw this with McAdoo. We saw it with Eric Mangini. Oh, my God.
Right.
He's the man genius after 1 year.
1 year.
That's the problem. You could sit here and just make up fake opinions. You could do that if you want. But, I mean, we try to be honest. Try. And sometimes we're wrong even when we do give opinions and we think they're safe.
I'm wrong a lot.
Yeah, me too, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.